Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio, and with me today is Seth Geis. How you doing, Seth?
Just drinking some coffee, eating a croissant.
There you go. So today we are talking about the Vegafina Imperadores 56 Exclusivo Francia. This cigar is a Toro Extra 5.9 inches by 56. Comes out of the Tabacalera de Garcia factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper from Ecuador, binder from Nicaragua. Filler is from the Dominican Republic and Nicaragua. The price point is 12.9 euros. This is a European exclusive, not really available here in the States, but I'm sure you can find a retailer. Well, maybe not now. It's kind of a limited edition, so it's probably sold out by now. But
$14.
there you go.
Roughly.
Cigar was released in November of 2021. So with all that out of the way, Seth, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
Listen, with that name, at first I thought you were having me review a box of Franzi. I was like taking it back to the old school
There you
days.
go. There you
That's a nice looking cigar right there. Look at
go.
that. French flag looks really nice. First third, delivered this peppery spice, hay and grass notes. You look at the cigar, it's a little bit darker. And I think for a lot of American smokers, you'll be thinking like, oh, maybe this will be pronounced. But then you have to remember, nope, this is a European release that even with that dark wrapper, touches of earth present, medium strength and body. Second third is a little pretty similar. There's a little bit more complexity. There's some leather qualities, got some herbal and pepper notes. Still medium in strength. And then the final third, I was getting some coffee notes with some leather, hay and grass, the earth and herb as well. Really good burn and really good draw throughout. You?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started with musty, lightly toasted cedar, some dry earth, and mild amounts of black pepper and floral notes. Got some chalkiness that joined in a bit later. And then the second third saw the profile become a bit dry while the black pepper dropped out. Final third saw the chalkiness and floral notes drop out. I thought the cigar had a nice combination of flavors to start out with. Kind of dropped to average in the second third as the components started dropping out and then kind of maintained that level the rest of the way. This cigar kind of just met my expectations of what we've been getting from Vegafina over the last few releases for like the non-US stuff. It's just not really anything that's mind-blowing, just kind of a serviceable cigar. Price point is high a bit on this for some compared to some of the other releases, but not really something I'd be in a hurry to get back to. If that first third might have kind of lasted longer, I was digging the floral notes and all that stuff, but once they started dropping out, I kind of lost my attention, I guess, at that point. So, getting into the scores, I was at the top at 5.85. Seth gave it a 5.5. My 5.85 matches it well. I thought it was an above average flavor profile. It had really good construction. I think just maybe a wavy burn, slightly tight draw, but nothing that was, out of place. Just kind of nitpicky on the performance. So, how'd that 5.5 match up for you?
I just want, anyone who ever questions how honest we are as reviewers, I just want this declared that I reviewed this higher than the Austrian one, which is painful to admit. I mean, I'm not Austrian, but my bloodline goes closer to that area than it does to the French. Listen, I would I buy them again if I could buy these again? Yeah, because I'm a tool and I'd want to collect a couple of them. And I think right now I'm the one who's been pushing Aaron that whenever they send these, yeah, we got to keep smoking all these countries. We've already done Austria and France. It's only going to get better from here. I think it's fun to always smoke. I think it's fun to smoke what stuff's made for the European market. It's always interesting because there are times when those markets start gravitating towards the US and it's you kind of have an idea of what you're going to get beforehand. And Vegafina is really just kind of a European brand that probably could do well in the US if people tried, I think. I think if there's some samples to it, I think that might do well.
Yeah, I mean, they've had some releases here in the US that have been re really well
Yeah.
priced. They were quite good cigars. It just seems that they never really follow that up with the kind of a push or anything like that. So, I mean, I'm sure Altadis has, other
Oh,
things
yeah,
that they
they
have
do.
more focus on, obviously. But I mean, there's a market for that lower price point if you can deliver in that kind of category the way they have a few times. So, it would be nice to see if they could kind of maybe revisit that again. But yeah, it's you know, this one was released in November 21. I haven't really heard anything else from any other like country focused blends from Vega Fina. So, and I hope they maybe get back to that at some point. But they've been doing a lot of other European releases around the Vega Fina brand, Nicaraguan focused and stuff like that. So, we may get to a few of those and kind of see how that goes. All right. Wherever you're catching this video, be sure to like and subscribe, but check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. You can follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thanks for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.
Macron.